My fellow Americans, tonight I want to speak with you about our nation's unprecedented response to the coronavirus outbreak.
In an unusual Oval Office address last night, President Trump announced a series of steps that he said would help deal with the coronavirus. Deferred taxes, business loans, extending health coverage for treatments, and most importantly, a 30-day ban on travel from most of Europe. It applies to foreign nationals who've been in any of the 26 countries with open border agreements recently. U.S. citizens are exempt.
We are at a critical time in the fight against the virus. We made a life-saving move with early action on China. Now we must take the same action with Europe.
I'm Jeremy Siegel. This is Politico Dispatch, and today, what it all means for the U.S. and the economy.
This is dramatically altering and expanding the terrain of this coronavirus debate now.
Ryan Heath writes about global politics for Politico. He says Trump's squeezing Europe could give him the upper hand when it comes to negotiating in other areas.
It doesn't appear to be motivated only by health reasons, so it's Trump bringing a bunch of other political debates into the coronavirus debate. It's also the case that President Trump has been very angry with the way that Europe has conducted some of its trade policies around things like agriculture subsidies and digital taxes. So by putting this level of pressure on the European economy, it also creates leverage in those discussions.
And Ryan, this was different, this address. In the Oval Office, subdued, serious. What do you make of President Trump's rhetoric?
It's very unusual rhetoric. The president, to be frank, does often sound like he's on Xanax when he delivers a serious scripted speech. It's very different from the political rally experience that you often see him campaigning on. This time it was no different in terms of the seriousness of the language, but what was very striking was the lack of empathy that the president expressed. For example, the entire nation of Italy, more than 60 million people, is in a nationwide lockdown at the moment. There was no expression of sympathy for a country and a people going through something like that. He was strictly on his America First message, but in terms of delivering bad news, often a politician wants to sugarcoat that. And there was no sugarcoating of the message tonight.
Ryan, thanks for talking with me.
You're very welcome.
Trump's announcement also has major political and economic implications. And for more on that, we turn to Politico's Sudeep Reddy.
What we're living through right now is unusual. It's something that none of us can really imagine, seeing a disease spread across the country at such a rapid pace and such a huge scale and not really know what the policy outcome is going to be on the other side. We had the president in the Oval Office giving a speech unlike any other speech he's ever given. It's a moment that's different from any other. It's far more relevant to most Americans than anything they've seen in Oval Office addresses since really the days after 9/11.
So Sudeep, we saw Trump say he's going to be taking some financial action, payroll cuts, loans for small businesses hit by the fallout. Where are we economically right now, and where will Trump's plans leave us?
Yeah, what the president is trying to react to is what he's been seeing now for 3 weeks of the market just tumbling over and over and over again because it's not seeing a proper solution to the health crisis. And now it's going to be tumbling because it's not seeing a proper solution to the economic threat. Both of those things need to be addressed. So it needs far more advanced action on the healthcare front and far more advanced action on the economic front. We're just seeing the very early stages of economic disruption in all of this. We're seeing the flights that are being canceled around the world. We're seeing the conferences being canceled. We're seeing the businesses that are taking a huge hit. And what the president was trying to do is signal that small businesses in particular are going to be helped by all of this with tens of billions of dollars of support from the federal government. Of course, there's going to have to be other support for big businesses too, for the airlines, for the industries that are hit hardest. But we still don't know what the bottom looks like for all of these industries. And that is why there's still so much debate about what's going to be done here.
So how bad could this really get?
We don't know how bad this is going to get. We don't know how bad it's going to get on the health front. We don't know how many more thousands of people are going to be infected. We don't know how many businesses are going to shut down. We do know that it's starting to seep across the American consciousness. When we get announcements, right around the president's speech that the NBA is suspending its season, that really takes it into a new level of connection for people who had not been experiencing this across the country. When you see movie stars like Tom Hanks announcing that they're getting it, that takes it to a completely different realm of the population and understanding this if they haven't been in a population center that's hit or if they haven't been following the news or the markets. So we're just in the early stages of seeing vast disruption to American life, and that is what a lot of people are going to be discussing in the coming days, is did the president really step up to address the scale of disruption to our lives that is going to be different from anything we've ever seen?
Subscribe to Politico Dispatch wherever you get your podcasts. We'll continue bringing you the latest on the coronavirus and the politics and policy shaping the crisis. I'm Jeremy Siegel. Thanks for listening.